I'm not alone, folks. He is here.
He's not. He is here. I'm down here in the bottom. I can't work this camera. I can't. There's something wrong with this. You know what? It's my kids who play with my laptop, and only because it keeps them quiet. And you know how many times I've had to restart my computer laptop all the time? They need to stop touching stuff. And no one lets them. Everyone lets them touch my stuff just because it keeps them quiet. Stop it. Stop. It ruins everything. I can't do anything.
Folks, you can hear us both, right? Just give us a nod in the chat. Frank's John Cena. Frank's under Darren's desk. We're like Commandant Lasard, yeah?
Damn it.
So we've had a few technical problems. Frank just cannot be seen today. His webcam won't work. And when he plugs in an external one, he says it's being used. So if anybody's got any thoughts, stick them in the chat. And Frank might try and repair this while we're...
Stick this!
How are you doing, Frank?
I could do better. I mean, I don't know what it is. You know what it is? My sons love playing with my stuff. You know, they want to play with daddy's stuff. And you know what? They're 8 and 4, and they don't know boundaries. So when my youngest opens up my laptop because he's seen me do it, he presses the button on. He presses all these buttons to get my passcode. But then when you put in the wrong passcode, it locks you out when you have to use a catchphrase to open it. And I had to do that several times before my laptop actually said, oh, it must be you because you entered your password correctly multiple times already. And I think that's what it's doing. Or Windows updates really suck. And I think that's what has something to do with it. But I'm fiddling.
Go on.
That's it. I'm done. I'm fiddling with this thing.
Okay. So who have we got? Let's have a look at the chat. You have a fiddle, and I'll have a look and see who's in the chat. Carl's got on. Michael, damn it. Hey,
Michael. Maybe it's good that you can't see me if I'm fiddling with myself.
Andrew Rawlinson, Eric M. Chester's here. Power Packers is here. Katie Boyd. Who else have we got here? Gus Champion, BJ, Jordan Moran, Tommy G76, Eric M., James B., Rob the Rush, Evil Monsterism. Who else do we have here? Let me just see. Duke's here. Hey, Duke, did the package arrive? Should be on its way.
It's stuck in customs.
Andrew Stevens. Hey, Andrew. Power Packers, we said Power Packers. Rosie's here. Gina Armstrong. That's it. We're all here. We're all here today. James B. as well. The Russians of Frank's camera feed. Yes. I think that's what's going on.
It's possible.
Frank came up with this idea the other day, doing some more Halloween content, of doing our favorite Loomis meltdowns. Frank, they're all yours. Frank chose these. I've been kind of busy all week, so I haven't had really chance to prep anything, but we're going to do Frank's anyway. We've got his 5 favorite meltdowns. We've also got the raffle to do today. So somebody will be walking away with a £50 Amazon voucher and somebody will be walking away with a $20 Amazon voucher. Dollars or pounds, whichever territory you're in.
Lira, who cares?
Yeah. So Loomis meltdowns. Are you ready now, Frank, or are you still pissing about there?
We're gonna go get my sledgehammer in a minute. The reason why I choose this, ladies and gentlemen, is because Loomis goes off the rails progressively through the franchise. I think we can agree to that. So I tried to pick some throughout different movies, because 5, Darren and I agreed, and everybody else should agree, that he's just batshit crazy in 5. And you could probably list all certain types of scenes where he's going crazier than the other. So, but we picked ones from the other movies. I don't know what it is. Do you think, Darren, that Michael is the one who just sets him off? He must have other. This can't be his first patient ever.
No.
And if Michael is his first patient, I mean, there's malpractice going on.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I mean, like, even when you go back to the first Halloween and the first, you know, first 10, 15 minutes of the film, he's having a pop at someone. He's having a go at a Dr. Wynn. Then he's having a go at somebody in the sheriff's office or something over the phone, which should have been Mrs. Loomis, but wasn't. And then later on in the film, he's losing it with Brackett as well. So, you know, he's always been slightly unhinged, I think. But as the films progress, he becomes so, it becomes an obsession to him that it just consumes him. And he kind of, you know, he flies off the handle at the slightest little thing. One of those things being he tries to attack a child in a hospital bed in Halloween 5.
Which might be on our list, ladies and gentlemen, which may be on our list.
It could well be. Unforgiven Miniature Games sends in $4.99 and says, Amazon dollars, love me some Loomis. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for the super chat.
Thanks.
So should we have a look at your first one, Frank?
Yes, yes. And PJ, yes, we've done everything.
What does he say?
He's like, check the privacy and security settings in the window.
Yeah, you might be buying a new laptop this weekend, Frank. Think about that.
Oh, come on. I can't.
We're going to have to go. I'm going to have to go solo until you figure out how to fix this thing. Okay. Where are we? Okay, so there's a little bit of a two-parter here. Here we go. Oh, let me just take this chat off the screen. 1 second. Hide messages. Okay.
Told everybody. Nobody listened. There's nothing else I can do.
You can get back in there and get back on that telephone. Tell him exactly who walked out of here last night and tell him exactly where he's going.
So he flips out there. Now you can say everybody that he got a little mad, you know, because you know what it is? It's that whole thing about him saying, I told everybody, if you look closely, Darren, he clenches his fist like he was ready to punch the mustache off of Wits. Like almost back at him.
I told everybody, damn it. Nobody listened.
You know what I like about this? So this is a two-parter. I thought I'd put the second part of this on as well. It's the anger when he gets to the car and throws his jacket in the car. The jacket literally bounces across the seats. It hits the ceiling at one point and bounces back down. It's like, Pong, watch this.
I'm wasting my time.
Sam Haddonfield is 150 miles away from here. Now, for God's sakes, he can't drive a car.
He was doing very well last night. Maybe someone around here gave him lessons.
Could you imagine if somebody else was sitting there in that other seat as a passenger? It was trying to use the door handle to get out.
It is thrown in there with some force, isn't it? And I think, you know, I prefer, rather than his complete, you know, let's say these kind of huge outbursts that he does, I actually prefer the more subtle ones. And I think most of the ones that you've picked are the kind of more subtle ones where he's just kind of a little bit more unhinged and borderline going into some sort of rage. I think the choices that you've made on this, I think, are great because they're not the regular ones that you would think of when you think of Loomis going a bit batshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should we do your second one?
Let's do it.
Okay. So the second one is... See, I'm hoping I've got the right clip here for this. This is... Jamie and Loomis.
Going out here alone.
Everybody's dead.
He's shooting up schools, ladies and gentlemen. He's going into a school. He's squeezing Jamie to death, right? And everyone knows that with the interview with Daniel Harris is that he's with the gin on his breath. He squeezes her so tight and he's almost very calm about it. But why would you first of all, go into a school. You shoot it up first, and you know what? Maybe he was to begin. I don't. You know, I shouldn't say that. I got to be politically correct here.
you have,
but yeah. but Dare, why would you lock yourself in a school with one entrance with the alarm running?
I think I'm more concerned about the fact that he's hiding out in the middle of nowhere and he jumps on the girl. He doesn't kind of go, psst, here. He's like full on.
Little girl. What do you mean, power package? Jesus, Frank. I mean, Christ, he shoots the damn school up and he's lucky. You know what? Why did he shoot up the school to get into the to get into it with the lock? But he refuses to kick in the door to any of the classrooms. He just sits there in the middle of the aisle, right by the entrance, with the alarm going, and basically is offering up Jamie on a platter anyway.
Yeah, that whole school sequence is kind of, you know, has always kind of not troubled me, but just sort of, it's just a bit jarring, isn't it, the whole thing? Because the jump scare is just spoiled. And the whole set piece ends with him getting covered in some CO2 from a fire extinguisher, which you know, is like we said before, it's one of the worst takedowns, isn't it, of Michael that we've ever had.
And how is he back at the gravesite or the mining shaft at the end? How is he there? Did Meeker pick him up?
I don't know. Maybe he hitched like he did earlier on in the film.
He brushed off the glass and ran out?
I don't know. Yeah, because that's the last time we really see him, isn't it?
Before Jamie and Rachel. Excuse me, Jamie and Rachel's
house. That's right, yeah, yeah. So he goes through that window.
Yeah, and then part five, he shows up, you know, huddled against, you know, the pickup.
Is he next to the pickup in part five?
Yeah, yeah. What? Squeeze it on Jamie.
What, when Michael's been shot?
Yeah. Yep, and he's running, and he's crawling through that mine shaft. And you see, you know, Loomis hugging on Jamie.
Okay. And was that like a shot that wasn't used in Halloween 4 originally, or did they kind of reshoot some of that?
I think they reshoot some of that stuff. Because they had to, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, do you guys know? I mean, is that unused footage from part four, so they just put it in five?
Hmm. Interesting. I've never really noticed that before. Maybe we did mention that when we talked Halloween 5 before. I don't know. Okay. Let's see what you guys in the chat room think. My Chunky Geordie, so, who's a new member today, by the way. Thank you, Chunky Geordie.
Cool, man. I wish you could see me so you could see how happy I am.
He says, or she says, I'm not sure whether Geordie's male or female, but let's not get into that. I think the alarm was for the National Guard. I love Loomis and the hair on Michael is hilarious. yeah, that white is pink or something, isn't it?
Why didn't Earl, Al, and the other two guys go in for Loomis and help him out? Were they scared to death? Yeah. And Jamie's so inconsiderate. She didn't say, Dr. Loomis is back in there. They were like, fuck all, leave him.
They just left him in the school and drove off.
Yeah. I mean, he wasn't going to die. You know, he just got thrown through a window. You know, as we know, Dr. Loomis goes through doors and windows pretty well.
Evil Alex says it's unused stuff in the beginning of Halloween 5. Are we to assume that Loomis was taken to the was being transported as well by somebody when Michael kind of came up from the side of the pickup?
Would you like to see Loomis drive it down the street in his gurney?
What, like a that? Like Last of the Summer Wine or something like that.
They tried to put him in the ambulance at the end of four, and he's like, move! And he just pushes this thing down the road. or he's running with it on his back.
Benny Hill style. okay, let's have a look at your third choice, Frank, here. Let me just... That's it.
Run! Go on, run! Move it! Get back! Get back, you pig! Run! Move it! Stop! Get out of it! Stop! No!
Now, not only are we, is there a controversy of whether he says pigs or kids, right?
I thought that again today when I was pulling that clip. I think he says, "Come on, you pigs,
get out of here, you fucking pigs." We had an argument, didn't we, in the chat where everyone said, "No, it's kids. No, it's pigs." But the reason why he's off the rails here is that he's just going to shoot anybody, isn't he? He throws Bracket off him. He gives a good old Dusty Rhodes elbow. Dusty Rock,
the American dream.
You remember that elbow? Maybe you can put that with the American dream theme and just have him throw elbows. I just made an elbow throw like everybody can see it.
Someone says, what was the old Dustin says, what was the damn van made of? C4?
But then he catches himself, right? So he catches himself, and he's just like, I can't believe. I don't know if it's him. You know, Brack is screaming at him, is it him or not? Because I can't babysit you anymore if you're going to start causing mischief and causing deaths. So far, Loomis has caused how many deaths in Haddonfield on his own?
Oh, plenty, right?
Kill count, Loomis. So he's killed Tramer, right?
Yeah.
He's killed the deputy. Mm-hmm. He's killed Marion in the beginning of 6.
Yes.
He's also killed Jamie Loy, because he said, I shouldn't have left you in H2O, I'm sorry, for Marion. In 6 for Jamie. Yeah. So you got five right there?
What that he's directly responsible for.
Directly or indirectly, because it's always, I should never have left you.
Yeah.
I tried to shoot you, but you're trying to save your own life. or I just, was just extra fodder for Michael and he was just 2-for-1 special. Oh, and he killed Charlie.
Charlie Bowles.
No.
What are you talking about, Charlie?
Charlie in part 5.
Oh.
He locked him in. He locked him in the damn room.
As Evil Alex says, he used the kid as bait.
Yeah. He's killed all those cops in part 5, indirectly, because he's gone fucking crazy.
Yeah, for not taking it, he should have shot him in the face off the balcony.
Yeah. He doesn't even help the guy outside, right? He's like, listen, Michael's out there. Stay with the little girl. Please. Charlie. How many people say that at the bar when you walk in? Darren,
we've got to mention this because two people have just bought a bunch of memberships for people.
Excellent. I just love a really quick Dappa Dogs comment.
What does he say?
Loomis is brutal.
Andrew Rawlinson has gifted 5 memberships. One to Duke.
Thanks, Andrew.
Shamrock, Evil Alex, Ashton Look, and Raggedy Man have picked up those memberships. And then Andrew Stevens also gifted 5 memberships to Jonathan Ball, Tactical Therapist, Ivory Wilson, Al Peterson, and Dr. Resident Evil. So you'll all get your names on the next card, on the next episode that we do. But thank you so much, guys. That's amazing. That's 10 memberships that have been gifted in the space of 2 minutes. That's so cool. Thank you.
Cool, man.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, I mean, I'm just going to chip in with one of my favorite ones, which is a very subtle one from Halloween 4, when he pulls up at the gas station and starts waving his stick around at nobody. Hey! You there! Hey!
What, like he's on a Bucky Bronco?
Yeah, exactly. Kentucky Derby. That's one of my favorite little kind of Loomis kind of bits of madness. But let's have a look at your second one, your second favorite one. Mm-hmm. Bear with me while I pull this clip up. Okay, this is a good one, this. I like it.
What is that thing? It looks like either it's an opossum or a rat.
A rat of some sort.
But he has gone, he's lost it right here. Right? He's mentally able to, he's trying to, I guess, keep a little bit of his sanity by just laughing the macabre off. He's laughing at dead shit.
And himself for his pratfall as well.
Yeah. He was like, I can't believe that scared me.
Let's have a look at that again. I love it.
Oh, are you the rest of you going to eat this? Because I will. What would you do if he walked around with that in his mouth?
Do you think it's something Michael's like put by for later?
I think it starved to death in there.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. It fell down the chute upstairs and it just rotted down there. But I think that's the only time. Maybe we should do a our top Loomis laughs.
I mean, how many times does he laugh?
Oh, you got where he, you know what? Every time he's laughed, including this one, but we have to remember, Darren, what was going to be in this movie when those kids were supposed to show up in part five. He was supposed to throw a dead cat at him.
Yeah.
And laugh.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they just swapped it out for this scene instead.
So, you know, he laughs at Lonnie, right? Yeah. And see, he's amused himself. He smiled at seeing Marion and he's like, oh, I didn't recognize you. What the fuck do you want? Right?
He's laughed at that like one. 12 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I didn't recognize you face down in the dirt with your skirt up.
Jesus. Okay.
Jordan Decker sends in a super chat.
$9.99. Thank you, Jordan. And says, got here a little late. Watching on the road, almost just wrecked. Where is Frank's beautiful face? And go Loomis.
Oh, go back, Jordan. You'll hear the whole thing. I can't go through it. I'm pissed enough.
Frank's been having technical issues, Jordan. No, we've got 80% of Frank today.
Yeah. Yeah. He smiled. He hasn't smiled in four, has he?
In four. Does Loomis smile in Halloween four?
Or laugh.
I don't think he does he?
No, yeah, he does with the Reverend.
Oh, of course. Yes, he does. When he says, it's his face that lights up when he offers him a drink. Oh.
Yeah. And then he starts singing.
Yeah.
Do you think the Reverend said gas or ass?
He says what?
Gas or ass.
What's the sentence again?
Do you think he ever said that? Because that's usually, if you want to ride, it's either gas or ass.
Is that true? Is that a thing over there?
Yes. Yeah.
So you have to barter.
Yeah, yeah.
What if you have for a full tank?
Oh. You can get some ass, but you ain't filling me up. Fill up that. You can fill up your own. You can fill up your own car.
Jesus. Yeah.
Duke says I went 100% Spectre.
Yeah, you're real kind of like, it's a bit kind of disconcerting. It's just like this voice from above, you know. you need to fix that webcam, Frank. I don't believe you have two webcams and you can't get either of them working.
What does that? I don't know. I'm going to have to do a recovery, I think. I got to be in recovery.
Yeah, yeah. Gas, grass, or ass, says David Moore. Hey, Brooke. Okay, right. Should we move on to the final one?
Oh, yeah. Everyone knows what the final one is.
Do they really?
I think they do.
Okay. Should. Okay. 1 second. And now, what I love, well, let's watch it first, and then we'll talk about it afterwards and maybe watch it again. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do with that? Huh?
Answer me, bitch.
Wait a minute. Is that only half a clip there? 1 second.
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do with that?
Huh? I'm sure I did more than that.
He throws the furniture in this place.
Yeah, let me just check that out. 1 second. I can bring it in. Don't worry. You talk and I'll just get the full clip sorted out.
Okay. All right. So everyone knows in part five, he doesn't believe Michael's dead, or he's watching Jamie. And when Jamie's by herself, he's going to definitely put a bullet in her head and just be done with it. One slight move and it's over. It's over, girl. I'm going to pick up this rock and bash your brains in because the evil child must die. Where's that dog?
Okay, let me try and find this clip.
Yeah, Jordan Moran.
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? It's that, you know, the amount of booze. I mean, she's spoken about this publicly, hasn't she? But the amount of booze that he was on at that point and how close he gets into her, you know, her personal space.
Well, you know what, Darren? It's also, you know, she was shaking. Her whole body was shaking. And Meeker going, yeah, I heard it was all just you doing it.
Well, if you look at this clip now, he actually lunges for her, doesn't he? And he starts throwing furniture out the way. He's kind of like Michael in Resurrection. Not Resurrection, H2O in the chapel when he's throwing seats behind him and everything.
And if you wait, ladies and gentlemen, if you turn up your microphone, I mean your speakers really loud, when the nurse comes in and he stops and steps back, you can hear the faint sound of a zipper.
Jeez. Here we go.
What about your stepmother, Jamie? You love her, don't you? He made you stab her. What do you think he's going to do with that? Huh?
It's that rage.
Damn, Loomis. I love imagine it. If she said her first words were, my eggs.
My eggs?
Yeah, because it looks like he pushed off the breakfast off that he table.
Does, yeah, he does.
Are you going to eat these eggs? You can't talk, so you wouldn't be able to tell anybody I've been stealing your food. I've been living in my car.
Your impression always sounds like it hurts.
Sleeping with my trench coat as a blanket, Jamie.
Is it painful to be Loomis?
No.
No. Okay. Just one never. Because you sound like...
Yeah, he wasted Patrick Hartnett. He wasted perfectly good Jell-O.
You always sound like you're borderline going to spew when you do Loomis.
I think a vein pops out of my neck now and then. like one of those Ren and Stimpy commercials where they're on the toilet, you know, and they're biting their lower teeth, lower lip, and the vein pops out. Power back, I'm choking on my pasta. Come on, evil Alex.
What do you think he's going to do with these eggs?
These grits.
Dr. Loomis, leave the little girl alone.
Shut up! You encourage her to not talk. Do you know that she knows that he knows that she knows that he knows that she does? That I do. He's here.
I'm waiting for this camera to just spring back in action, and you're just sat there like naked.
I'm actually liking this. But yeah, and then remember where he grabs the little girl? He thinks it was Jamie.
Yes.
It just basically, you know, kung fu flips her into the corner and pulls off her mask.
Yeah.
It's like something out of Eyes Wide Shut. Jesus.
What's the password? You can't go upstairs.
Hey, Magga.
Hey, Magga.
The Oct as well says the nurse doesn't want the wrath of Loomis.
No.
Or the breath.
No.
As well.
Collateral damage. Yeah, evil. Loomis,
shut up. I'll deal with you in a moment.
Let's just have a look at it again. I love this clip. It's just that aggression at the start. Which,
intensity.
Yeah, which really gets me. Here we go.
What do you think he's going to... What about your stepmother, Jamie? You love her, don't you? He made you stab her. What do you think he's going to do with that? Huh?
You little...
Hey, was Loomis a bit out of sync there?
You. Damn you.
He was so far out of sync on my screen. He was still in the
great... He was a little bit... Yeah, he was a little
bit. He was so far out of sync, he was still in the Great Escape.
Unhand you.
Poor Loomis, man. And then what? And then six, he's not really crazy, is he?
No. Six. He's calmed down a little bit, but he doesn't really have much to do in six, does he?
Remember he opens that door and there's the trench coat and the producer's cut and they just stare at it and everyone's like, what the fuck is this? They ain't the trench coat. It's like a blazer.
I would have liked to have seen him wear that hat. You know those behind the scenes photographs that there are of, is it Halloween 5 or Halloween 6, where he's wearing some sort of really cozy sort of cap?
Oh, part 4.
Is it from part 4?
Yeah, remember they filmed action. They said action. And he was wearing it, and they forgot to tell him it was on.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yep. There's plenty of behind the scene footage of him wearing that cap because he was really cold.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do with that? I'm going to put you in it first because you're not helping me. Jamie, listen. You are my whole entire career. There's proof that evil can be turned and changed from just a touch. Touch me.
Stop. It's only me on screen here, for God's
sake. Oh, okay.
Jesus Christ. That was our 5 favorite Loomis meltdowns, moments of madness, aggression, whatever you want to call them.
Aggression.
Wow. Damn aggressive towards the end there.
Loomis lunacy.
Everybody's laughing. Touch me. Jesus, Frank. Batchet Scary says, it's like Darren's inner thoughts are coming out. Yeah, this is like a stream of my conscience, for God's sake. Oh, no. Shall we?
What is this? Jamie, help me find Michael, or at least another bottle of bourbon.
Shall we do the raffle?
Let's do the raffle.
We're probably going to do this shorter tonight, folks, just given that we're only...
We're a man down.
And Frank's a little bit overexcited as well, so...
You know what? I could have Interpol come here and said, I may have said something, but I didn't see anything.
Prove it. I wasn't there. right, okay. Let's have a look at the raffle. One sec. Mm-hmm. It's very exciting. Doing this raffle now. I'm just going to take this out. Remove source. Share screen. Chrome tab. There we are. Okay. Let's pull this up. And this is our regular YouTube members raffle. So that's every YouTube member that we have. Do you think it's only fair we dump in the people that have just been made? I think it is, right? We should do that. Those new members, let me just put those 10 people in. Frank, if you can just talk for a minute or two, and then I'll put these people into the raffle.
What would you like me to do? More Loomis impressions?
Well, talk people. You talk people through your webcam repair right now, yeah?
Oh,
Frank can't get his camera to work because he's computer illiterate. You only use phones, laptops, and desktops. Nobody uses them.
Keep going.
Somebody said.
Keep going, Duke.
Imagine the trauma Loomis could inflict on Jesse from Nightmare 2 in the therapy session.
Why don't you wear any gloves? Your hands are always in that position like you're going to kill someone.
Okay, nearly done, folks.
Oh, what else we got here? It's like Frank speaking beyond the grave. Pack it in, Frank. Boys in blue will be bringing the whistles around for him. Did we miss your member chat, Power Packers? Did we get that?
Maybe not. Do you want to read that out?
I'm trying to see if I can see it. Where is it? I'm not seeing it, Power Packers.
I can find it. There we are. It is. What is Frank doing with the cutouts right now? Yeah, give a breakdown on your cutouts.
Well, they're standing up behind me because we were supposed to have a show.
You're new.
No, I had a ball. They're all. No, not yet. See, you can hear. Let me knock on Loomis's bald head here. That's him. You hear that? And this is Stacey Nelkin's butt. Let me tap that.
We're ready, Frank.
Okay, let's go.
Okay. So we have 109 YouTube members. Folks, did I pin that YouTube membership thing? One second. I can probably do it now if anybody is interested. There we are. Should be in the chat now if anybody's interested in joining. Pin that. Okay, 109 people, which is quite amazing. And 10 people got gifted those just now, within the last half hour.
Awesome.
Val Music, I want to shout out as well. Val is an amazing, talented mask and prosthetics maker on Instagram. You should check his channel out. He does a lot of Halloween prosthetics, a lot of Halloween mask rehauls. And he did the Michael's hands. He's done some gloves, you know, that you can put on that are Michael's fingers being shot off and all that. Also, he just made a number of John Carver Thanksgiving masks, which look incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Talented.
Yeah, very talented guy. V.A.L. Music, Val Music on Instagram. Check him out, folks. He's got some amazing stuff. And he talks you through what he's doing as well. It's really quite clever watching him do this. And he's going to do me a Kills mask. which I'm very excited.
No, cool.
Yeah. He wrote to me the other day and said, I would like to gift you a mask to put on the thing behind me. So
that's nothing to shake at. That's proper.
Yeah, gift. Yeah. And it's some really impressive stuff. So folks, check out Val Music. Okay, right. Where are we? Should we spin?
Let's spin. Let's give people some moolah.
Okay. Hold on. I can't find the. Oh, there it is. One second. I've lost the damn window that I'm using. Okay, here we go.
I can't find my camera. You can't find the window.
What a disaster today's production is, honestly.
Oh, hey, Dave.
Dave Carney. Fantastic. That's great news. So Dave wins $20. A $20 Amazon voucher. So Dave, if you reach out to me on at tslmoviepodcast@gmail.com, I'll make sure that you get that voucher. Okay, so if we move over now to our VIP members, and this is for $50. This is every month we do a raffle like this, give everybody a prize. Or give the winners a prize, and $50 is the prize that is up for our VIP members. And because there's only, I think, around about a dozen VIP members, you've more of a chance of winning. So I know there are some people that are in that tier that have won twice. I think Richard Crenshaw won twice. I think Jeff Faust won twice as well. But you also get the opportunity of being in both draws there as well for being a VIP member. So yeah. Okay, let me just select the VIP tier. There we go. I'm going to shuffle these guys up like that. And let's spin.
Ooh. On the line. Yeah.
Chris has won again. Chris has won in the past as well, so that's really good. Congratulations, Chris. Just I've probably got your email address, but just remind me of it, and I'll make sure that I get the voucher out to you as soon as I can. Frank, what's going on with you this weekend?
Nothing much. I think I'm going to go see Godzilla Minus One in black and white.
Oh, I hear it's like, is it like a week exclusive or something like that?
Yeah. Yep. And... what else I got going on? I might just watch Saltburn this weekend.
Oh, do. I think you'll quite like it.
You think so?
Yeah, in a kind of filthy way.
You think I'm going to have a good little chuckle?
I fully expect you to do a full reconstruction of Murder on the Dance Floor when we're next live.
Okay, I'll do that, whatever that is.
You heard it here, folks. He's going to do it.
Can I do it sitting down?
I guess you could. It'd be pretty boring, but yeah, you could do it.
Murder on the dance floor. I'll try Brooke it. Laughing, whatever it is.
Batshit's laughing. Duke's laughing. Baghead's out this weekend as well, isn't it? That's the British horror film with Peter Mullen. Looks pretty good.
What's the one that you sent over for us to watch or the trailer for? It looked like it was a Jason type movie.
Oh, that's a Canadian slasher film that played in Sundance, and it's called In the Most Violent of Circumstances or something like that. And it's kind of a twist on the slasher genre, whereas everything's done by the point of view of the slasher. So it's kind of, I don't know whether it feels like a computer game or something like that, but it's getting kind of rave reviews at the moment. And it's a kind of indie director, a Canadian guy. And I think the film's up for sale at Sunday. Oh, it's Shudder. Shudder are releasing it. That's it now. I've just remembered. Shudder are going to release it later this year. As Jordan says there, it looks amazing. I read the review for it the other day, and it was a Variety review as well. And even they were kind of raving about it. They did say it's not necessarily scary, but it's a really interesting idea, what they've done. And also, yesterday, We got the Roadhouse trailer.
I don't know. My wife saw that and she said, did you see it yet? I said, no. And she goes, it looks awful.
Did you think?
I don't know. I mean, there was a lot of slapping.
There is a lot of hatred towards this film, isn't there? And the director, Doug Lyman's, he's the guy who directed Edge of Tomorrow and The Bourne Identity. He's actually protesting now because Amazon picked the film up, in which they're releasing at on March 21, I think, next in March 21, bypassing the theaters altogether. And his whole thing is, I made a movie which he says he claims is one of his best movies that he's ever made, and he's kicking off because it's going direct to streaming. Now he has a premiere at South by Southwest very soon, actually. He's refused to attend in boycott of Amazon not giving it a theatrical release.
Oh. Amazon knows what it wants to do, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. But I didn't think the trailer was too bad. It certainly looks pretty violent, right? It does feel like a Roadhouse film. Not sure about Conor McGregor. But who's Wade
Garrett? Yeah.
Who's playing Wade Garrett? Is Wade Garrett in this?
It's probably going to, I don't know. We haven't mentioned it. Let me see. Unless it's someone different, right? Hmm.
There was no sort of, it didn't look like there was any reference to him in the trailer. So I'm wondering if they've just not even bothered with that character.
Wade Garrett.
My Chunky Geordie, don't need another Roadhouse movie ever. You still got the old one. I know the boys over at All the Good Names Are Taken really liked it.
Doesn't say anything. Doesn't say who is, even on IMDb. It gives out different people's names instead of, they don't even have, they have Jake Gyllenhaal, but they don't have his character's name.
He's called Dalton. I'm pretty sure they mentioned that in the trailer, didn't they?
Yeah.
And
it says, the storyline is an ex-UFC middleweight fighter ends up working at a rowdy bar in the Florida Keys where things are not as they seem.
Yeah.
Oh, well. I don't know. Even the poster has what? The poster has him with his shirt open.
Yeah, the poster looked like someone had just flung it in AI or something. Picture of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Looks like hell.
Yeah, it didn't look very good, did it? It wasn't impressive at all. And like I say, in the Facebook group that we have, people were just tearing it apart. Absolutely. There's so much love for that original movie.
Yeah.
We did an episode on it. It was one of my favorite episodes that we've done. It was so funny. We did it with the guys at All the Good Names Are Taken, Ronnie and Blake. And it's on the channel. I'll maybe post a link down here for it. It's well worth a watch. I think it goes on for about an hour. We had such a blast, didn't we, doing that episode?
Yeah. It was funny because we're trying to not make fun of some people in that movie. We just couldn't help it.
Let's see what else is going on in the chat. On Netflix, the subtitle, just ignore that line. What's that? What's that? Chester.
Evil Alex's people are just overreacting. It looks decent.
Has anybody looked at the subtitles on how I'm just reading? Somebody's going on about Get Back, You Pigs. Has anybody looked at the subtitles when Loomis shouts that? Does it say pigs or kids?
Well, we know five is messed up because remember I showed that clip of Get Meeker on the line and the cop goes, Sergeant Meeker. And then
he's a sheriff, right?
He's a sheriff. Yeah. Sergeant Meeker. But the subtitles call him detective.
Hmm.
So three people are wrong. Get Meek on the line, Sergeant Meeker.
Batshit says it. It just says inaudible drunk mumbling, which sounds about right.
I think it's get back you. I think it's kids.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, Yeah, yeah. What does that say there? Oh, the message went. I was just about to read it out. Something about for the love of horror, but it's gone.
Frank's Hertz gets so smashed for the love of horror, he does murder on the dance floor.
Oh, that would be good. I'll hold you to that. If you want to do it for the love of horror. Instead,
you want me to do it there?
Yeah, you have to do it there rather than at home over the webcam.
Okay. Yeah, because the webcam won't work.
So much better of it being a live performance.
Oh, it may work, Darren. Let me reload this. Hold on.
What, your camera?
Yeah, hold on.
Are we going to see Frank finally? Is he there?
No.
Damn it, Frank.
I don't know. It was working. When was the last time we went on live? That's what it was there.
Your kids have been mashing buttons, right?
That's what it is. Oh, wait a minute. Is there a button on these laptops that allow you to access your cam?
If you go, so you know where I showed you in the top left of the search bar?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go to the top right of the search bar. Is there like a...
Oh, wait a minute. Do I block third parties? Yeah, I do.
Jordan says he wants you doing it naked and shaved. Chris Bradford has joined our tier one. Thanks, Chris.
Excellent, man.
Good to see you. We're going to do a members live stream again pretty soon. We did one the other about 2 weeks ago, which was fun. Shamrock, I was going to put a picture of Frank up on the screen here, but the software I'm using at the moment won't allow me to do that, which is a bit of a pain.
This is one of the worst episodes we ever had.
I don't think it was that bad. It's just me and my conscience. Should we... you're not going to get it back on, are you? Fuck, I think he's gone altogether now. Anyway, folks, he's gone altogether. We have a number of episodes that we're about to start recording. We are going to do things like Frank sent me a list the other day of choices that he thinks we should do, which are, and these are all chosen by our VIP members. It's things like The Entity, Dr. Sleep, Godzilla, Cabin in the Woods, The Crow. All these movies we're going to do best and worst of episodes over the next few weeks. So we have, I think in total, something like 12 or 13 VIP members. I think we got a new one the other day. PJ became a VIP member. So we're going to churn out some of these best and worst of episodes, things that we've never even thought about doing before. Certainly The Entity I've never thought about doing before. Dr. Sleep, we've always shied away from The Shining, haven't we, Frank? But
we always, yeah. It's just, it becomes like a college like thesis, right?
Hmm. Yeah, yeah. We'll just end up with like people falling out in the chat and all that kind of stuff. So I think we always thought we'll leave The Shining alone. But I think there's a lot of love for Dr. Sleep as well. So maybe we'll do that. I think we've had two people request that we do that in our VIP members. Somebody requested Ghostbusters as well. Would anyone want to see us do the original Ghostbusters?
I definitely think Crow.
Yeah. Crow would be great fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Flanagan is great. Batshit Scary says yes. The Shining? Can't beat a bit of Bill Murray, of course, both Ghostbusters. No computer software update makes Frank a dull boy. Duke says, why not, Darren? Action Jackson?
Jesus,
that's a deep cut. My God. Ghostbusters could be fun. Scott Bainey sends $10 in. Thank you, Scott.
Excellent.
Cheers, buddy. That's really kind of you. Hope you're doing well, Scott. Chester says, of course, Ghostbusters. Evil Monsterism says, The Shagging. The Shagging? Outbacker says, The Sharking.
The Sharking.
What is all this?
The sharding.
The sharting. Shamrock says, yes, Darren, I've just done Ghostbusters 2 with another channel. Really? Which channel was that, Shamrock? I'll have to watch it. Gremlins. David, we've done Gremlins. We did Gremlins about 3 years ago, I think. It was part of our 12 Days of Christmas, I believe, that we did once. We did 12 episodes in 12 days. We wouldn't be able to do that now.
You know what, Oct? I've been trying to get Darren to do that movie for the longest time, and Leprechaun? Yeah, you just have no interest.
No.
Why not?
Who's going to want to watch that? No one wants to watch the fucking films, never mind an episode about the films.
Oh. You know what I could do?
Oh, The Omen as well. Carl Goddard says The Omen. Did we do The Omen recently?
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't. We did something on The Omen.
I think we did Best Decapitations, didn't we?
Did we? Sounds about right. I can tell you a fun fact about The Omen. So Billy Whitelaw, who was the nanny, my granddad used to go out with her.
No.
Yes. Yeah, he went to school with her.
Is that why she committed suicide?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the final episode of the Slaughtered Lamb Movie Podcast.
Well, because if he broke up with her, she's devastated, right?
If he hadn't done, she would have been my nan.
Oh, you can't have that. walking around with a Rottweiler.
Yeah. Banging the devil's nanny. Watch your mouth out, Mr. Shit Scary.
Watch your mouth out, shit.
David Irwin says, did you guys do The Guest? No, we didn't. And I've got the Second Sight Blu-ray box set, which is gorgeous, which I really want to crack open and take a look at. So I actually got the other day Second Sight. I should have brought this up. Why didn't I bring it up? Second Sight have just released two new box sets. I got one of them the other day. I think the other one's due tomorrow. First one was Switchblade Romance, High Tension, mm-hmm. a Blu-ray 4K box set of that. And then the second one was a box set of Inside, one of my favorite horror films of all time, the French home invasion film Inside. So, really looking forward to cracking those open and taking a look at them.
I've been is Second Sight. They're almost done with The Hitcher, right? But that's there's right. A, there's yeah. something there's something else I saw on another web movie store. Do we know what Second Sight's extras and case and booklets are all looking like?
They're fantastic.
Is that what do they push that stuff out yet?
What, for The Hitcher?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't seen them for The Hitcher because I believe they've only just finished the remastering, the 4K remastering. But, you know, if you've any doubts about what Second Sight's, the quality of their stuff is, I mean, this is Dawn of the Dead, for God's sake, and it's just incredible that all the crap that you get with this. That's one of my favorite box sets that I've got. Also, I have this, which is another Second Sight box set, which I'm yet to open, which is the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which has a God knows how many books. It's got two full books in there, 190-page hardback book with new essays, six collector's cards, one UHD and two Blu-rays. It's just fantastic, the stuff that you get with that. They are the Rolls Royce. They're overtaking Arrow in terms of the quality of their box sets. Let me just get one more to show you. There's going to be nobody on screen now. Watch this, folks.
Darren had to leave his room. You think you would have it all there. But Caleb... Caleb sent a $4.99 super chat, Darren. Darren can't hear me. See how the tables have turned, ladies and gentlemen. This is one of the first times where Darren can't hear me.
Hey.
Caleb said in the super chat.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. 1 second. Yep. Take your time.
Let me see if I can throw it on the screen. Here we are. He says, sends him $4.99. Thanks, Caleb. Says, after making me spill my paint with laughter, you hire someone else to paint your room. How dare you, Darren? Love from Utah, not Mormon. that, which is an amazing box set of The Guest. Again, book, CD, bloody.
Not opened?
I haven't opened it yet. No, I need to crack it open and get stuck into it. But they just do the most amazing. They did the Psycho box set as well, didn't they?
Did they?
They did. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought that was Arrow.
Was it? Or maybe it was.
It was Arrow. But Arrow just seems to like they love their paintings and their booklets, but they just add extras from other sources.
Hmm. Yeah.
Not knocking them.
No, we're not knocking them at all, because if it weren't for companies like that, then we wouldn't have any of these really cool special editions. And it's really weird because I fell out of love with physical media and just started buying all digital, which I still do. But now that these kind of deluxe box sets are coming out, I'm just kind of really into sort of collecting them. And I mean, the five John Carpenter ones that I've got, I mean, these things are just, you know, they're the same again. Books, the whole lot. There's Escape from New York and The Thing. They Live has a fancy one as well with all sorts. We've got the soundtrack and God knows what else on there. The Fog. And also Prince of Darkness as well. Great artwork on them too. Yeah, some good stuff out there. It's really made me kind of enjoy collecting this stuff again. Have you fallen asleep?
I'm here.
Oh, nope. Okay.
No, I'm looking around my room and see if I have anything new. Nope.
There's no point. You can't fucking show it.
I can't show it. You're right. I think once we get out of here, I can actually I did some things with the computer, Darren. You're just going to have to stay with me while I reset the computer and see if it worked. If not, I'm going to chuck this thing out the window.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But then, you know what? I wonder, Darren, if maybe, ladies and gentlemen, and those who are tech savvy, could it be that my battery is dead completely?
No, because, that wouldn't affect your webcam not working.
Yeah. It just keeps on saying, you know, it's being used by another application. I'm just gonna have to do recovery. That's what I'm gonna have to do.
Yeah, try that.
You're gonna have to sit around for that, right?
Really?
Before we do anything, we're gonna test something. That's what it is.
Rather than me sit around waiting for your computer to install updates, why don't you just ring me when it's done?
Well, you know, just resetting the computer, right? That's easy enough.
It's fucking Friday night here. I'm not going to sit. my wife, like, what are you doing? Frank's updating his computer. I thought I'd look at a blank screen.
His firmware is getting, his BIOS has to update. Well, let's do that now. It's almost 2 o'clock anyway over here.
Okay. Are we back Sunday? I don't know. We mentioned it the other day, but I'm not sure whether we were.
We could be. Okay. What do you guys want to do on Sunday?
Well, we have some episodes to record.
Yeah,
we could do some of those, and then I'll get one out on Sunday evening.
Yep.
Either way, we'll start churning some of that content out.
Yeah, sounds good. Anyone else want to say anything before we get off? I got a full laundry.
God almighty!
What's wrong with a man folding laundry? What's wrong with
nothing. It? It's just it's Friday night. Yeah, I got to do my washing.
Well, you know, it's only 2 o'clock over here. Everyone's still at work and everything. And then you should see a big, grown, hairy man folding little Dunkaroo undies in the window.
MAGACAT has just sent in a member chat. Cheers, cool. MAGACAT. He says, I want a new Spawn movie.
It's supposed to be coming.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's supposed to be with Jamie Foxx, supposedly.
Okay. Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
Blades, man. Yeah, I fold laundry all the time.
Yeah, it's you. Also, somebody mentioned their Royal Rumble this weekend. Did you see Vince is in bother again?
Oh, God. It's sad, isn't it?
Sex trafficking or something? What is it? Honestly, is that whole thing, the shoe polish hair and the mustache, now a disguise because so many people are going to be tracking him down?
He looks like he poaches animals.
He just looks terrible at the moment, doesn't he?
Oh, my God. He's divorced now, too, isn't he?
Yeah. You're right, Michael. It is deplorable. I don't know. What the hell is going on in that organization? It's just ridiculous, isn't it?
You know, if we start talking about wrestling, about 300 more people will come in.
Oh, I keep meaning to say, and maybe he's listening at the moment, but I've had a few conversations with Paul London. Is anybody familiar with Paul London, who was a WWE wrestler and does still wrestle now? He's a fan of ours and has been since we started.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy. He's a really nice guy. And I spoke to him recently because he sent me a message on Instagram. And he's up for coming on. So if anybody is interested in that, then let's get him on. We'll talk about his favorite horror films. He's a huge slasher fan and a really nice guy. And doesn't look like a wrestler whatsoever. I mean, he's fit in terms of his physique and everything, but he just looks like a regular guy. And you know, I mean, I don't remember him. I'll be honest, I don't remember him when he was wrestling. I did look back and look at some of his stuff, but such a nice guy. So yeah, maybe Frank and I'll get him on soon and have a good chat. He's down for it. So Paul, if you're watching this, then let's get that date sorted.
I can't wait because he's been a big supporter, and I can't wait to talk horror with him. He's a big horror guy, like you said.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge. And always gives us shout outs and everything on different YouTube channels that he's on. So it's really good of him.
Maybe we can meet up one day and he can give me a headlock.
just
to do that little. That was the Benny Hill slap.
Okay.
All right, folks, that'll be it. I'm glad you guys sticked around, even though you couldn't see my beautiful beard. Darren is just, you know, sexy enough for this channel. You know, yeah, it's almost like, you know, the freak is behind the curtain. You have to pay an extra 25 cents to see it. Alive, alive, alive. That's it.
Yeah.
We'll be back soon. We got some more stuff coming out. Always more Halloween stuff. We're always thinking of more Halloween stuff. We're not going to the route of shoelaces or driving skills or anything like that. Something where we can have a conversation. What the hell was that? something where we could talk in detail and length, like Luma's going crazy. It's always fun.
It was good.
Anything else, Darren?
No, that's it. We'll get some more content out very soon, and we'll see you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, and as always, stick to the roads
and the best of luck.
See you then.
See you later, guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.